Mr. President and Mr. Vice President and ladies and gentlemen. This is my first visit to the People's Republic of China. I haven't seen very much of it yet, but I'm tremendously impressed with what I have already seen. Here I see, in what part of it I have seen already, one-fourth of the whole world's population, as far as I can see, living now at peace. But the other three-fourths of the world is living in a state of turbulence and of fear and of trouble and full of evil. Most of the world that I have seen, and I have seen about all the world until I had come to China, I find that there is great unrest and people are just not happy. Now, when we have a world that is in virtual chaos as it is now, there has to be a reason, because for every effect, there has to be a cause. There are, broadly speaking, just two ways of life. We might say two broad philosophies of a way of living. I like to make it very simple so that in our country even a little child can understand. And so I put it in the terms of one is the way of give and the other is the way of get. In the way of get, which is the way most of this world is living, it is the way of self, it is the way of vanity, the way of lust and greed, the way of competition and strife that leads to violence. It is the way of envy and jealousy toward others, and it is the way of rebellion against any authority. And most of this world is living on the way of get. Everybody is out for all he can get for himself. He seems to have no care for others. I hope that you are learning a better way here in China. Now, the other way, the way of give, I think I could express it better by calling it the way of love. But love is outgoing. It is an outgoing love toward others. It is the way of service. It is the way of wanting to serve others, to help others, to cooperate with others, and to share with others. And I've been glad to see that for generations and for centuries that one of the teachings here has been respect toward others. Not only respect for elders, but respect for others than one's own self.
而在中国，多少年来就有这样一种教导，就是要尊敬别人，不管是尊敬年长的人，还要尊敬别人。Now
some of our Western educators have said that if you give us sufficient knowledge, we can solve all problems.
西方的有些教育家说，如果我们有了足够的知识，我们就可以解决所有的问题。
In each of the last two decades, the world's fund of knowledge, at least in our Western world, has doubled. But unfortunately, our troubles and evils have doubled also.
在过去几十年中，我们西方这个从知识方面来说是大大的增长了，但是我们的麻烦，我们的不好的东西也大大的增长了。
In our Western world, family life is breaking down. Divorces are increasing until I think we're passing the place now where more than one third of all marriages are ending in divorce.
在西方，家庭的生活是破坏了，离婚是增加了，几乎三分之一的家庭都离婚。Crime
is increasing rapidly and unfortunately, in most of our cities at least, more than 50% of all crime is committed by those that are under 20 years of age, teenagers of 15, 16, 17 years of age.
犯罪呢是很快的增长了，在大部分城市里，几乎有50%的罪行是由20岁以下，也就是说15、16、17岁的人所做的。In
business and commerce, we find corruption is the general thing, and many, many leaders have said that it's impossible to get to the top in some large organization without pulling the rug out from under someone above him.
在企业商业方面，贪污也是很盛行的。那么不少的这个领导的人物说，你要爬到这个高位上，你如果不贪污的话，不行贿的话是不行的。I
have lived to see many things happen. When I was a boy, the United States was like China is today, an agricultural country, and it was not geared to mechanical production, but to agriculture. And when I was a boy, our farmers, and in those days, a man owned his own small farm, but as he would walk past a horse with a plow, he was singing at the top of his lungs or whistling a tune, and he was happy.
当我还是一个孩子的时候，美国呢是跟今天的中国一样，是一个农业国家。那个时候还没有农业机械化，当时的那些小农场主用马来耕地，他们在耕地的时候呢是插着歌，吹着口哨，很快活的。
Now today farming in America is done on a large scale and by machinery and mechanics, but they're not singing and they're not whistling and they're not happy anymore.
今天美国的农业是机械化，而且是大规模的机械化，但是呢，他们没有唱歌，没有吹口哨，并不愉快。
I have seen many ages come, the machine age, the age of modern science. I have seen the age of modern transportation and communication develop in my lifetime. I have seen the automobile, the telephone, radio, television, now the space age, flying men to the moon and back. And now we even send unmanned spacecraft to land on Mars and send back photographs. Science is doing very many things, but science also has said that the Western world could throw away religion because that was only a crutch and science was going to save the world. But science has produced two things.
为什么？ 谢谢大家。